A catalogue of intentions. Who'll name the cold settling across the storm windows, the leaves tumbling exodus along the sidewalk? Half my life ago, I believed someone would save me. That year's judgment day was expected in late spring. The fact of the next morning proved the worst was still coming. As with any barriers, mine depend on reinforcements. Listen, I am trying to speak of intentions. Our house is littered with abandoned projects, intentions to wash the dishes, sweep, to uncover the sun-facing windows daily, and tend to a garden of houseplants that depend on the ritual to survive. I can't fault them. Not long ago, I stayed up through the night wondering if you'd finally proven what you were capable of. I woke on the couch the next day, certain this new feeling would kill me. Every day now, I restart the work of cataloging my intentions to leave you. Our life is a wheel. Again and again, you proved what I always and never knew. Open the windows. This autumn chill traveled here from far away, long ago, to move us. When I was younger, I thought I depended on the protection others provided. In reality, I depended only on the pipe dream of safety. No one was coming. The day we moved in together, I said, "We'll be different here." That was years ago. Tonight, I'm calling you to this room to tell you my intentions. Have you seen how the light gets reflected in the windows? My mouth is dry and open and closed. I think I've proven my point. No God would allow you to happen. It's been proven 100 ways, written as though our lives depended on it. With the right words, I can turn the walls to windows and doors again. The opposite of Judgment Day is Genesis, the day when I enter the world with intention. So what if it won't be the first time? Months ago, I made a plan as I was told to, but never used it. Days ago, the last herbs in the garden froze. I expected you to prove me wrong before now, but you couldn't. I wrote out my intentions then, to disappear before you found me, to stop depending on others. I was young and thought I wouldn't see this day. A sign of youth is seeing permanence reflected in the windows. No matter how long ago, the intentions survive. For years, I loved a closed window I could see through, but couldn't prove existed. Any day now, I'll stop depending on your eyes for the world.